Hello.
Hello?
Sorry, the email. What is your email address?
WarriorsTowing@gmail.com.
Okay, let me know when you receive it.
Now, how much did you guys approve? Yeah, you guys are sending me $91. What is this? It was $460. Why are you guys sending me $91?
It's not 91. It says 400.
This doesn't even add up.
Okay.
It shows. So we pay half of it, and the customer pays the rest.
You put right here, total amount due from NSD, $91. Total amount due from member, $184. $184 plus $91 is not $460.
Okay, sir. Well, on our end, it shows $275.52 from NSD and $184.48 due from the member.
Yeah, but that's not what you sent me. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but on our end, it shows that we paid $275.52.
You're showing that you pay that?
Yes.
Where?
That's what it shows on our end.
So you're telling me right now that the email you just sent me says something different for you?
Yes.
So how am I supposed to run this? I can't run this credit card when it says I'm totally different. Look, it says amount due from NSD, $91.04. Correct?
I'm understanding what you're saying, but on our end, it shows different.
Okay, what am I supposed to... Why does it show different on your end? I don't get it.
I'm not sure, sir. One moment. Oh, what's the PO number that's on the ticket that you received?
8393099.
Okay, I'm sending it again.
The same thing. You send me the same thing. 9104. You have an email? Send it right back to you so you can see what I mean.
Okay, sir. I don't know why it's saying it.
Because if you add up the 9104 plus the 184, you get 275. But the price I gave you was $460. That's way too far.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it would be $275 from you guys, plus the member got to pay the $185 out of pocket.
Okay, so it only shows we're paying $91.
Correct. That's where the mistake is at.
Okay, is the card in the email?
Yeah, the card, credit card is
okay.
In the email.
Okay, you have to charge the card for the amount, sir. That's why it's in the email sent to you.
That's what I'm saying. It won't allow me to, because I don't have no proof. If you guys come back at me and say, oh, we never told them that they could run that credit card,
but
the credit
that's the point of the credit card being in the email, so you can't run it.
No. We could run it, but we can only run $91. That's what it says on your email. You understand what I'm saying? So if I run more than that amount, I get in trouble for it, like we stole from you guys.
Okay, one moment.
Why is this so hard?